you're gonna be all right.
Yeah.
And
we are, we value all of your lives.
And we are also sponsored by the Mental Health Association of Columbia.
Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Henning's Local Test Kitchen in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Saturday, August 13th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Yet still I see God in all, He is still faithful. Yes, He is.
I can see some things He saved me from, but when I cannot see, I know God's will is done. I may not have everything, but He's still faithful. Yes, He is.
So we sing, God is still faithful. I encourage you, God is still faithful. You don't have to give up, no. God is still faithful. Yes, and all I see, yes, He is. I know times are hard, money is slim, and sometimes the pain you hide within, you think no one knows what you're fighting here, and then you're contemplating just dying here.
still faithful. I encourage you. God is still faithful. You don't have to give up now. Faithful God. Faithful God.
Faithful God, faithful God, faithful God. How many people know that he is faithful? Hallelujah. He's dependable. Hallelujah. He won't quit on us. Let's not quit on him. Hallelujah. God is still faithful. I don't care what it look like, sound like, seem like, smell like. God is still faithful. Hallelujah. Am I right about it, Brother Martin?
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. And how are you doing this morning, sir?
You know, I got no complaints. You know, the weather is nice out there. And, you know, welcome to all our Brightside listeners for getting up and joining us on another glorious Sunday.
Hallelujah and amen. And I echo that emotion. Hi, Brightsiders and visitors and first-timers. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And you are here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And we are here to bring you, you know what we do, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Music with a message. Praise be to God. And I'm so happy and excited to have, hallelujah, one who I have known for 30-odd years, and praise be to God. We've been working together in ministry, hallelujah, for quite some time. And praise the Lord. I kind of feel in my spirit that I had a little something with her saying yes to the call on her life, hallelujah, to become an ordained minister of the gospel. So we have with us to share in our spiritual social commentary time today, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne. Columbia County Inn. Hallelujah. And a member of Associate Minister, grew up in Payne AME Church in Chatham, New York. And she's here today with us to share what the Lord has given her. So I'm grateful in this fifth year of our Brightside broadcast. I think 7 years broadcasting on the radio now, and in our 5 years on the radio and second year in Brightside. No. It's 5 years in Brightside, yes. And 2 years at the talk show. Okay, I'm getting it together. But for this anniversary year, I said I wanted to invite different ministers on the line to share messages from on high. And so this is our gift to you this morning, gift given to us by God to equip the saints for the work of ministry, hallelujah, to edify and build up the body of Christ, the people of God, who are representatives of Christ in the world today. So good morning, Reverend Linda, and we're glad to have you here. She'll be back a little later, hallelujah, with her spiritual message for today. We got some more music for you, though, beloved, because that's what we do, hallelujah. And we got the music that we have for you in mind, surrounded by Miss Lasha Knox, Satisfied, Mr. Todd Delaney, I Will Rejoice, Brother William Murphy, The Struggle Is Over, Youth for Christ, My Life Is in Your Hands, God's Property, With God I Can, Bishop Larry Trotter and the Sweet Holy Spirit Choir, and All I Need, by Bishop Jason Nelson. Yes, beloved, we got back-to-back 7 songs, 33 minutes uninterrupted. Hallelujah. And that's music with a message in the heart, the mind, and the soul in mind. Here we go. Hallelujah. We're coming right at you. Hallelujah. With Surrounded. After all of that, hallelujah, we will be back. Praise be to God with Reverend Linda Van Alstyne and our spiritual social commentary for today. Before we do play, I just wanted to say that today there will be the Sankofa Operation Unite Sankofa parade. Hallelujah. Black Art Cultural Parade. today, 2 p.m. in Hudson, New York, and down at the riverfront, the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park, at 5 o'clock, there will be a celebration of the gospel with their sunset service. Reverend Suzette Turpin of the Second Baptist Church in Catskill will be the pastor, the minister for the day. Come in down if you can and hear what she's got to say. I know you're going to be blessed as well. Well, beloved, we thank God for Operation Unite and Miss Elena Mosley, Brother Greg Mosley, and this work they've been carrying on for over a quarter of a century, and all the hearts they have reached and the lives they have helped shape and touch and change, and just the blessing that they are to the Columbia County community and beyond. If you haven't experienced their festival, you ought to come on out today. Tell a friend. Get in the car if you're not too far and join us down there today. I want to also shout out one of my mentors, my beloved presiding elder. For those of you who are not familiar with that term, he's like a supervisor of pastors. And he was my supervisor, one of my teachers when I was going through the African Methodist Episcopal program for ordination, then a five-year program. And he was one of my teachers there, and then became my elder and a friend. I lost contact with him after a while, a few years back. But thinking about that this week, and you know, I want to do better and not lose contact with people, amen, who have done so much and meant so much in my life. Certainly on that list and high on that list is Vernon Ivan Thomas Fitzgerald Lowe. And he was laid to rest yesterday after a triumphant 96 years. And his life was just an example of what God can do in a life that is surrendered and submitted to him. And I don't care how old you are, when you make that decision, you make that choice, God can do some amazing things in your life. Well, I think we're going to be getting our music going soon. Our audio engineer had to step away for a moment. And so, he's here. Oh, well, praise the Lord. Didn't see you. Didn't know you were there. Amen. Well, he's here, beloved. So there goes the music, surrounded by Miss Lasha Knox. All right.
Somebody's in the fight of your life right now. Lasha Knox, tell them how to win.
This is how I fight my battles.
When you're feeling overwhelmed and under pressure.
This is how I fight my battles. Woo! When you're in the midst of a storm and you can't see your way out.
This is how I fight my battles. When you get that unfavorable diagnosis.
This is how you fight.
This is how I fight. Somebody's saying it seems like trouble is all around me. Lasha, tell them it may look like
I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
That's how God works.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded,
yes,
but I'm surrounded by you.
I know what it looks like.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. How you fight when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. Oh, this is how you fight. Oh, you gotta fight. Is there anybody that's ready to fight?
Surrounded you,
but I'm surrounded by you.
Woo!
surrounded by his favor. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it and begin to surround you. I'm so glad that I'm surrounded. You are surrounded. I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. I will trust in the Lord all my days, all my days. And I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. I will be satisfied with you. Said, I will be satisfied with you. Yeah. I said, I will trust in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
Yeah.
All my days.
Said, I will trust in the Lord.
In the Lord.
All my days.
All my days.
All my you tell me to go right, I will be
satisfied with you.
Whatever you tell me to do, I'm
satisfied with you.
Come on, lift it up, I will be satisfied.
I'm satisfied with you.
Hey, Lord, I am
satisfied with you.
Whatever may come, oh God, I'm
satisfied with you.
Oh Lord, I'm
satisfied with you.
Complete control. I will be satisfied with you. Oh, where you lead,
I'll go.
I will trust your word, God.
I will trust your word.
You have complete control. Come on, say, I will be
satisfied with you.
Come on, you better come on. Where you lead, I'll go.
Said, where you lead, I'll go. Said, I will trust your word, yeah. You have complete control. I will be satisfied with you. Said, where you lead, I'll go. See, it tell you the old and the new. I will trust you. This is all it is. It's a big argument going on. Is you have complete control. But it's the same thing. I said, I will be where you lead, where you lead. I said, I will trust your. You have complete control. Of. Said, I will be there.
I want you to help me welcome Nicole Binion tonight. Come on.
My Savior's veins, see I
will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Yes, beloved, that's what we do right here with you on WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, and Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. Yes, beloved, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are here where there is a bright side. The bright side is right here with me on WGXC. We have more music. I don't think we're going to get the 33 minutes in back to back, but we got a little bit more music coming for you before we get to our spiritual social commentary for today and our guest minister, Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, and we hear what she has from the Lord to say. Here we go with more music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. The struggle is over. My life is in your hands. And after that, we will be back with our spiritual social commentary for today.
Come on, young people, bless the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to prophesy to everybody here. Say wherever you are, just raise it up and say wherever. Whatever you've been going through, tell them. Tell them, God says, even now, the struggle is over. Tell them, you've been in this place long enough. Tell them. And I know your mountainside has been rough. But we came to declare that the struggle just one more time. You can just tell your neighbor wherever you are, whatever you've been going through, say wherever you are. Yeah. You've been going through. God says it. The struggle is over. Tell them, you've been in that place long enough, say it. But y'all, the struggle is over.
Believe it, the struggle is.
prophetic, we say it to the earth, the struggle is over. Can you just make it personal in the room? Say, I've been in this place long enough. Speak to yourself. Come on.
I've been in this place.
For me. Just grab one person by the hand and just sing it to them. Say, you've been in this place. Say it again. You've been in this place.
No matter what you're going through, I know that you can stand, for your life is in His hands. Sing it together. Listen.
Don't have to worry.
And don't you be afraid.
And don't you be afraid.
Joy cometh in the morning.
Joy comes in the morning.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Troubles, they don't last always.
Ah, for there's a friend named
Jesus. For there's a friend named Jesus.
Who will wipe every tear.
Who will wipe your tears away.
And if your heart is broken,
and if your heart is broken,
just lift those hands and
say, just lift your hands.
Come on, sing it with me. I know I can.
Oh, I know that I can.
Bless your name, Jesus. I know.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
My life. With Jesus, I can take
this. With Jesus, I can take
it. I really love you, Jesus. With Him.
With Him, I know I can stand.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands.
Listen.
So when the tests and trials,
they seem to get you down.
They seem to get you down.
And all your friends and loved ones.
And all your friends and loved ones.
They're nowhere to be found.
Are nowhere to
remember,
be
remember,
found.
Remember, there is a friend.
Remember, there's a friend in Jesus.
Oh, I love Him, I love Him.
Who will wipe your tears away.
I know He will. And if.
And if your heart is broken.
This is all you have to do.
Just lift your hands.
Oh, come on and worship with me. Say it, come on.
Oh, I know that I can make it.
Don't you give up. I know.
I know that I can stand.
Hang on, joy is coming. I know
it. No matter what may come my way.
Jesus, my life.
My life is in your hands.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. With Him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, I can take it.
Thank you, Jesus. With Him, I know. I feel like having some church in here. No matter what may come. Yeah. Jesus, my life is in. Every person that's going through, lift your hands and say it with me. I know I can.
I know that I can make it.
I got a witness in here somewhere. I know.
I know that I can.
Hallelujah. No matter what may come my way.
No matter what may come.
is in.
My life is in.
Oh, I love you so much, Jesus. With you, I know I can.
With Jesus, I can take
you. Oh, bless your name, Jesus.
With him, I know I can smile.
No matter what may come my way.
No matter what
Hallelujah.
May come my way.
Hallelujah.
My life is in.
Hallelujah. Come on and say it with me. I know.
I know that I can make it.
I know you can make it. I know you can.
I know that I
no matter what may come my way, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And with him, I know I can take it.
Jesus, oh, glory, glory.
I feel him all in my spirit right now. I feel him.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what may come my way.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what you're going through, his grace and mercy do it for him. He loves you. I know he does. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
My life is in your hands. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hands of God. Oh, I love it. I love it. Good morning, Reverend Linda. How you doing today?
Good morning. It's good to be here this morning. Praise the Lord.
It is good to see you and can't wait to hear you. As I said to our audience earlier, we've known each other for quite a while, so it is an honor and a joy to bring you on the line. You've been in our radio talk show programs a time or two. But this is your first time to share the word of God over the airways with me on WGXC. I'm excited about it. And let's give God praise and thanks for Reverend Linda as she takes the mic.
Amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm just going to read the scripture this morning that we'll be talking about, called talking from. It's Acts 16, 27 through 31. And it reads, "And the keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy household." We see this morning in this scripture that God's servant, Paul and Silas, they are met in Macedonia. And it says that a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination, this is a demon that controlled her, met them as they were going to pray. The Lord, the enemy will do anything and everything to keep us from the Lord. Her masters made a lot of money by her fortune telling. And divination in any form is a sin. In Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 12, it says, "Let no one be found among you who sacrifices his son or daughter in the fire, who practices divination, sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or a spiritualist, who consults the dead. Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. And because of these detestable acts, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you." And when this damsel, when the woman began following Paul and she was crying out, "These men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation." And this she did day after day after day for many days. She was saying it was true, but after a while, Paul became annoyed by all this. So he turned and said to the spirit, "I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out the same hour. She received freedom and deliverance. And when her master saw the hope of their gains was gone, they called Paul and Silas, took them to the marketplace, and to tell them that these Jewish men were causing a lot of trouble in the city. They said they were teaching customs which are not lawful for them to receive nor observe because they were Romans. Paul and Silas were beaten, thrown into the prison with their feet put into stocks. There was a guard assigned to them as well. They were being held in bondage. They were behind bars, their feet being held down so they could not move. Bondage, the definition in the dictionary says, is slavery and captivity. When we think of bondage, we may be thinking of physical condition, but we can also be held captive by the sins of this world, those things that want to destroy us. Could be an addiction to drugs, alcohol, maybe lust, whatever it is, we all have had, or maybe we still do, our own demons that we have to deal with. Sin separates us from God, for God hates sin. We shouldn't allow anything to separate us from the Lord. Paul and Silas, even though they were in prison, didn't let that stop them from praising God. It reads in the scripture, they begin to sing and pray and sing praises unto God. Locked up, but yet still free. Chains on their feet, but not feeling in bondage. Says they begin to give God the glory and the praise. And you may ask yourself, what in a time like this would cause them to give God a praise and glory? And you may even ask yourself, when I'm going through, what reason would I have to give God praise and glory? James 1 and 2 says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So we have to learn to praise the Lord in the good times. Praise him in our bad times. Praise him when we feel like it, and praise him when we don't feel like it, because there is indeed freedom in Christ. When Paul and Silas began to give God the praise, it said that the other prisoners heard them. What are people hearing from you this morning? Is it grumbling and complaining, or is it praise and worship? It's easy to praise him when we are around like-minded people, people who think like you and act like you, have the same goals and visions as you do. But what happens when you're around non-believers? Are you ashamed of the Lord? Remember, as he says in his word, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. When we praise the Lord, things begin to happen. If we get our mind off of our problems and on the problem solver, watch things begin to take shape. Acts 16 and 16 says, then suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. When our God moves on our behalf, he does it in a mighty, mighty big way. Great and mighty is our God. There is none like him in all the heavens and the earth. He has the power of the world in his mighty hand. He is able to loose those chains that bound us, those chains of depression, those chains of stress, those chains of unforgiveness, those chains of fear. Whatever has you bound this morning, church, God is able to loose those chains that keep us from the freedom we can find in Christ. It says everyone's bands were loosened. This was an act of forgiveness. Jesus had opened the prison doors and set the captives free. Just as he was able to free these men, he is able to free me and you from whatever has us bound. We must repent of our sins. We must continue in his word. Then we will be his disciples indeed. The word of God in John 8 and 32 reads, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. The keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew a sword and he was going to kill himself, because that was what would happen to him if the prisoners had gotten free. But Paul stopped him, and in the end, he and his household received salvation. Even though he wasn't physically behind bars, others were, but he was the one being held in bondage, that spiritual bondage, not knowing the Lord and the pardon of his sin. The Bible says the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God, praise be to God, is eternal life. thank God that he had enough sense to ask the most important question any of us could ask. What must I do to be saved? There is freedom in Christ. You may be physically bound, not always able to do what you like to do, but that's all right. Just give it to God, for he cares for you. But don't allow yourself to be spiritually bound by sin. John 8:34 reads, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, praise be to God, ye shall be free indeed. Trust in him. Trust in the Lord. Don't be discouraged. He will give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. He says in the word, Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, always, even unto the end of the world. He has promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us.
Well,
there's freedom in Christ. Cast all your cares, not some of them, but all your cares on him, for he cares for you. May God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon each and every one of you. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Reverend Linda. Hallelujah. A message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. What must I do to be saved? What must I do to be free like you? Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. If it wasn't so, we wouldn't tell you. Praise be to God. Amen and amen. We got some more music for you, beloveds. Hallelujah. After that, we'll be back with our closing comments. Dependable. Yes, he is.
Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me too much to leave. You're not just a God who saves, but you are the one that remains the same. Every high and low you'll take, always I can't count on you.
Your love is not temporary. Up and down, in and out. When it starts, it won't stop. Your love will keep going. On and on, and on. You are dependable, God.
Thank you for saving me.
In my life I can count on, you know, but everybody's human, right? So sometimes they just might not come through. But God, you can always count on him. Say, but God, how could this happen to me? Why did you let this happen to me? But I tell you, beloved, you don't quit in the dip, you'll see. that God has a way taking a mess and making it a miracle, taking your pain and turning it into your power. God is dependable. He will always be there for you. Listen, my time is up. And it's been a joy again to be here with you. Wish I could see you. Listen, if you come by the Hudson Riverfront Park this afternoon, come by, say hi, shake my hand. I'll be the one with the Afro puff. If we've never met before, I want to say to all of you who are celebrating birthdays this month, happy birthday. Operation Unite and team, happy Sankofa Festival. And till we speak again, remember never to forget that God loves you. We love you too. No matter how great a day, how dark and low the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still shining. The sun is still in control. There is a bright side somewhere. Right now, right here, WGXE with me, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And we have one more song for you before we get out of here and do what we got to do. And so, always peace. God bless you and peace.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. And may we always find more room around God's feet, where there is rest from the cares of this world. For every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. Peace, peace.
May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace.
I pray you receive that tonight, and may you always find more room around God's feet, where there is complete rest from the cares. We ought to rest tonight for every woman, man, boy, and girl. I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and I believe I can see it.